Unit 1. Connecting Culture and Environmental Issues. Environmental issues are questions about the destruction and protection of the environment. Long ago, humans could only slowly change Earth's environment. However, because of cultural changes over the last few hundred years, humans are rapidly destroying natural environments everywhere. Culture includes the behaviors of groups of people. Environmental issues are cultural issues because cultural activities change our environment. For example, within the last 40 years, shopping with plastic bags became a common Japanese cultural behavior that replaced using the eco-friendly futoshiki. As a result, millions of seabirds and other animals now die every year after eating or getting caught in plastic bags, as well as other plastic garbage. Cultural ideas both positively and negatively affect Earth. People who believe a nearby mountain is their God's home will probably protect that mountain. However, members of another culture might think that cutting down and selling the mountain's trees is a better use of that mountain. Culture affects nature. Nature also influences culture. Consider fashion. Long ago, most people lived in natural environments, so they developed cultural products that helped them to live with nature. The Inuit in Alaska and the people of Mongolia learned to make thick clothing from animals to survive cold winters. People living in deserts in Egypt developed thin, loose cotton clothing for protection from strong sunlight. Today, most people live in temperature-controlled buildings, so nature has less influence on what we wear. The Cool Biz campaign has greatly influenced both fashion and the environment. In 2005, the Japanese government decided that room temperatures should not be lower than 28 Celsius during the summer. The government also encouraged office workers not to wear ties, long-sleeved shirts, and suits. The media published images of the Japanese Prime Minister wearing a short-sleeved shirt. Soon, ideas of good and bad fashions for the office changed. Various other countries followed Japan's cultural invention. Cool Biz saves energy and has prevented the release of millions of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. Cultures produce numerous cultural products. Material cultural products are objects we can touch, see, smell, taste, or hear. Kimonos, flags, computers, swords, fishing boats, guns, hamburgers, and books are examples of material culture. Our objects affect the environment. For example, cell phone makers use energy and create pollution to make cell phones. When we buy new phones, our older phones become garbage to be thrown away or recycled. Producing and destroying modern material culture almost always requires energy and creates pollution. Cultural products can be material and non-material. We cannot touch ideas, so ideas are non-material culture. The belief or idea that eating meat and fish every day is better than eating only vegetables is an example of non-material culture. Because our ideas lead us to create material products, non-material culture is more powerful than material culture. Millions of us think that beef is a healthy food, so we cut down forests to make more farms for growing the plants that feed the cows that we kill and turn into hamburgers. Cultural ideas, however, can also lead to environmental protection. Today, the residents of Sado Island, Niigata, are using fewer chemicals in their rice fields to save the Japanese ibis, toki. Why? Because that bird is not just a bird. It's an idea, a cultural symbol of Niigata. In Southeast Asia, some trees are being saved because of the belief that spirits live in those trees. As you can see, environmental issues and culture are tied together.